The federal government says it's conducting a full review of what happened in Flint. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The city of Flint switched to the Flint River for its drinking water last year. Soon after, people started complaining. State officials said the water was safe, but it turns out it wasn't. It took independent experts to get the state to admit there was too much lead in the water. The Environmental Protection Agency is now reviewing what went wrong. Mark Brush looked into one of the more troubling charges made against the state, that the Department of Environmental Quality knowingly dropped lead test samples to avoid exceeding a federal standard.
There are laws and rules that cities must follow to make sure drinking water is safe. State officials say they followed the testing rules for lead, but others say that's just not true.
The first and most important step did not occur.
Mark Edwards is with Virginia Tech University, and he's an expert on water treatment. He says the first step Flint missed was that they didn't exclusively test homes with pipes known to have lead in them. That's the whole point of the federally mandated lead and copper rule. Test the worst-case scenario homes to see if you have a problem.
They did not do that, and that is the primary reason that they missed the worst of the lead problem.
Edwards lays the blame squarely on the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, not the city of Flint. It was the state's responsibility to make sure that Flint was managing its water correctly. Again, Mark Edwards.
Even though they didn't sample the highest risk homes, they were still over the action level. So MDEQ, and I've never seen this in 25 years, took the initial report that the city gave and altered it.
Internal documents show that the city originally submitted 71 drinking water samples to the state in July. We did the math on those samples using the federal lead and copper rule. The city would have been over the action level of 15 parts per billion of lead. Officials would have had to alert people that there was a lead problem. But the state came back and told the city to drop two elevated samples. Dropping those two samples put the city below the action level for lead. The state denies any wrongdoing. Dan Wyant is the director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
What you're suggesting is somehow that we dropped two tests purposely, and I can say we've gone back and looked at this, and so we've had somebody in our laboratory. When the test comes in that doesn't meet the protocol definition, they drop that test by definition alone, and so the reality is that's how that sample got dropped.
State officials say a sample from one home was dropped because there was a water filter. Homes with water filters are excluded because they might give a low result. But the test result that was dropped was the highest result in the sampling pool, 104 parts per billion. The second sample showed 20 parts per billion of lead. The state says that that sample was dropped because the rules state that it can't come from a business. It has to come from a home. So state officials say they made Flint drop test results that didn't follow guidelines. But the guidelines weren't followed in the first place. Remember, federal rules say you must test the worst-case scenario homes, homes connected to pipes with lead in them. But the city did not do that. Elin Betanzo is a water quality expert with the Northeast Midwest Institute. She worked with the EPA's drinking water office for 8 years. She says the rules say if a site is sampled, even if it's not technically supposed to be in the sampling pool, the results should still be used to determine if the water supply is safe.
The whole point of the rule is to be protective of public health for everyone consuming that water. So if one unplanned home is having high lead levels, that should factor into the compliance calculation.
There are a lot of people looking into what was done here. The governor appointed a panel to conduct a review, and EPA officials say they hope to have results of their review sometime next week. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.